People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Well, friends, Cowboy World is far behind us, and it's back to basics in every sense of the word. We're back in Foon, the original flavor, that lowest common denominator crowd pleaser. No more oops all crunchberries for us. This is just enough crunchberries to put everyone at ease edition. So what are we waiting for? Let's get back to that same as always business as usual energy. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a podcast. Listen, hey, Chunt here. I don't have any co-host today, but I am grinning, beaming even, ear to ear, eyes to eyes, because I am so excited I found a lead on my son, Eggy Baby. So we're shifting gears. We're going to do a slight pivot with the podcast. This is no longer a sort of tavern hangout show. This is an investigative podcast into the disappearance of my son and how we find him. So let's maybe we'll work out some like ominous music or some sort of like dun dun, like it just reeks of like facts and news and journalism. And I guess I should take on some sort of new voice or persona. I'm here as always with lead detective in the case, Farting Peach. How's it going, Farting Peach? What did you have for dinner today? Woo! Too much information. Oh, sorry. We should really, Farting Peach, we should really change the tone. This is going to be a much more serious podcast from now on. That's why I'm wearing this hat. Oh, you have a hat too. Aww. What's that? Oh, you farted right in my fucking mouth. Nasty. Get out of here. So,
we're back.
Episode one. What?
We're back.
Woo. Arnie?
I'd like a drink, please.
We have returned.
Woo. Oh my gosh, Arnie, Dorisu. Oh, it's so good to see you. Let me leap from the table. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, buddy,
it's so
I missed
good
you
to see
so
you,
much.
But I'm so sorry. I hope you didn't take seriously when we left here and we told everyone to tell you that we had died.
Not at all, my dude. Totally fine. Let me wipe away these tears. These are tears of joy. Dorisu, how are you? Let me leap from Arnie onto you.
Oh.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Scamp. This is great.
I got you a present. It's called a sombrero.
Ooh, hola from the Enchanted Casa. Is that something?
Well, actually, it's quite fun. And I think I'm going to develop a verse and then you can put chips in.
Well, I guess that wouldn't work unless you turn it upside down. Holy cow. Yeah, you just put guac in the middle.
Right? What a wonderful find. Oh, Chunt, we've been to another world.
Yeah, we went to a whole other world. We were there for weeks.
And we met a horse who talked just like you.
I doubt it. This unique cadence?
Well, his name is Champ. He was very similar to Chunt, but more appropriate for a horse.
Yeah, bigger.
Huh. So you liked him better than me?
No.
No.
I miss his tongue. But besides that, no. You're right. Much better. And look, I would never say this to Champ. Overall, too big.
Aww, too big. Thank you. Smaller is better. Good things come in small packages. I have a small penis.
That is one way that you are very different from Champ.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Horse.
Hey, I've been hosting the podcast without you guys. It's been weird.
Why?
We had Dan Monroe on. We don't really have to get into that, but I am. Okay. We should be excited. I'm pivoting the podcast into sort of a true crime whodunit kind of podcast.
Oh, thank goodness.
What? Arnie always said we had to pivot at some point.
Sure. I don't know. Don't we think it's a little early for a format change?
What do you think, 14? In 14 years we'd do it?
14 years, we'd totally change it up.
Okay, let's all put our hands in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
If none of us is married in 14 years, we pivot to a true crime podcast.
That's a great idea. Because one of us will be murdered.
I know of a true crime.
Oh, Usador, everything just got dark in here. What's going on?
Is that? It's kind of windy now, too.
The shadows are flickering across your face.
I know of a true crime, and that is not standing up to the forces of evil.
Oh. Okay. I don't know if we could do a full episode on that.
Yeah.
But thank you for, I mean, at least you're trying. You're trying to support my idea. I love you, buddy. Thank you
okay.
for that.
Okay. Well, I'll see what else I've got. Yeah. I think.
Chunk, do you mind if I intro the podcast for old time's sake?
Interesting. I mean, I did host an episode without you, and I feel like I got it down pretty good. I shortened it by at least 45 seconds. But yeah, for old time's sake, why don't you give it a whirl? But just don't get used to being in the driver's seat, buddy.
Okay, sure. No. I mean, I mean, look, when I was in this other world, I watched another version of me host his podcast. And then, of course, I took over. So, man, do I have control issues?
Dorisu, did he just look in a mirror? Is that what he's describing?
No, there was actually another Arnie there.
What?
And we met someone named Solomon Ragoon, and he was a railroad baron. And we met Miss Quibbert instead of Squibbert.
Tumbleweed Cattle Rust?
Tumbleweed Cattle Rust, who was very much like our own Tom Blaine.
Sure.
There was
sure.
no parallel for me, but...
Okay, wink, wink, wink.
Other than that...
It's funny that all this happened after this tornado swept through town. And you're saying I was there, too?
It was a lot like here.
You were there, and you were there.
Interesting.
Look, just like the relationship between Chunt and Champ, it was very similar to here, only everyone had bigger dicks.
Well, we got to get them into electroshock therapy. Quick!
I did drop a house onto a witch, but that had nothing to do with going
Damn.
To this world.
I wish we'd recorded that.
Me too.
That was so crazy.
Yeah, what? Is that a true crime? Did I commit a true crime?
Maybe. No, not as far as anybody knows.
We don't want to put you on blast because you obviously did it. Can I ask, this is going to be a weird question. What happened to her feet after the house dropped on her?
Well, they sort of rolled up all squiggly.
I knew it.
After I took her shoes, I've got that bitch's shoes.
I had a theory that if a witch gets hit hard enough with an object, her whole body, like, recoils into itself.
Yeah.
There's a little bit
of, like, green smoke that came out, which I think was probably...
Weed?
I was going to say it was probably, like, a witch fart or something, like, it defecating itself when it died, but it could have been weed.
Oh, I don't think it was a witch fart. A witch fart usually is gaseous, and you can see it, but usually it's purple, and usually it takes the form of bats or a wolf or something like that.
Okay, yeah, Arnie, I'm going to write this down because I have a feeling this will come back. This is a detail that will come back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Witch farts.
Cling on to it. I will say, Arnie, I don't know if we've ever told you this. You know how they say witches have warts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times what a wart is a witch's fart. It's sort of a portmanteau, if you will.
Is it purple?
I just said it was purple. You wrote it down.
I can't read my own handwriting.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you guys had a pretty exciting time. So, yeah, Arnie, let me get out of the lead chair here.
Oh, that's right. Because, look, I've got to get in the correct ear of the listeners.
whenever you're ready.
Hello from the Dusky Saloon.
What? Sorry, I'm used to...
You're both fucked up.
I'm used to introing. What did you say?
I said the Dusty
Saloon.
Oh, shit.
That's what they call the podcast on the other world.
That was
they
also have a podcast. There. Yeah.
What?
It was a lot like this, only everyone had bigger dicks. And also, I'm going to be honest, they didn't seem to have as good a connection as the three of us do.
And everything was kind of brown.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to get close to one another when you have such a big dick.
That's true.
Which is why we're such close friends.
Look, I know. Nothing to stop our hugs.
We can touch chest to chest, all of us.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the cowboy world of Hyphoon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
Is this one
of your classic interrupting my...
No, sorry, there's no cow children here.
Oh. Oh, did I do it again?
Yeah, it's no worries.
Can
I show you what I've been doing and you can
feel
free to use it or leave it at the door?
Mm-hmm.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a podcast.
Huh.
And then we get into it.
I love that.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's simple, it's clean, tells the listener everything they need to know. Although, actually, Chunt, I have one note.
Yeah?
I don't think you need to say a podcast. If they're already listening,
yeah,
they know they're listening to a podcast, right?
can I do you one better? I don't think we need Hello from the Magic Tavern. Because if they're listening to the podcast, they know what they downloaded.
They know what podcast they're
so maybe we just start with, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, Arnie, try that.
Okay. But here's the question. After I say, hey, does any sound happen?
Well, we would say, nah, 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 goodbye.
And then it's done? That's the whole episode?
No, well, nah, 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 nah is the filler is what I'm saying for all the conversation we have. So, nah, 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 would be like 50
point.
Minutes of chatter. And then at the end, goodbye.
Okay. Hey!
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah.
No, wait, no, no, but I swear.
Hey, goodbye.
Roll credits.
That's the whole episode?
Great episode. Yeah,
I know that we said that nah, 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 nah was just kind of filler, but it just felt in the moment like we didn't have a lot to say. So, good up, guys.
Fell right into our trap.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess if the episode's done, do you guys want anything to drink?
Yeah, I'd like something to drink. I'll go get us some ales from the bar. But I'd also love some validation. Can we get some validation that what we're doing isn't a waste of time?
Hmm. Do they... I guess I've never asked any of the wait staff here to validate. Do they validate here? Let me...
I don't know.
Excuse me, waiter.
Yeah?
How am I looking today?
I think you look nice.
Yeah, they validate. Huh.
But do you have to order something to get validated, or can anybody get some validation?
I didn't order anything.
Yeah, you don't have to order anything.
Wow.
Three ales?
Yes, three ales, please.
I'll be right back. You all look great. Kisses.
Wow. Yeah, I can't tell if that guy's overly complimentary or if he's validating us.
Also, is it just me or does he sound like a frog?
Arnie, he's clearly a toad.
Rude.
Oh.
You're being an asshole.
I'm sorry. I don't know the difference. This is... I don't feel proud of this. I don't know the difference between frogs and toads.
Okay, well, one has four letters. This is an easy way to remember. One has four letters, and the other has four letters. But they're in a different order.
And they're different letters.
And they're different letters, for the most
part. Some of them.
Also, never go home with a Mr. Frog. That is a bad idea. If Mr. Frog offers you a wild ride, don't go on it.
Speaking of buttholes, Chunt, nobody in this other world had extra buttholes. And trust me, I looked.
I am so relieved to hear. That would have been... that. Honestly, that's what I was thinking about the whole time when you were talking about meeting these other characters, is I was like, oh no, did one of them have three buttholes, four buttholes, sky's the limit? I would have been so jealous.
Just one butthole, but they were characters.
Yeah. That's kind of the cosmic balance, you know? Rich in dicks, poor in buttholes.
Rich and Dicks, that's a country group on Earth.
Guys, it's a shame that the episode is over because I feel like we're on fire right now.
Save a horse, ride a butthole, is that their song?
I'm just saying, we've been doing this podcast for a long time, like 7.5 years, ever since I fell through a dimensional portal.
Wait a minute.
What's this? No, I'm not doing an intro.
Arnie's working in the information.
Behind a Burger King in Chicago, we all know this. I'm just saying that we've been doing this a long time, but we got to bring this crazy energy we have right now.
Right.
When the show is over, into the show.
Oh. Chunt, I think it's a waste of time to go through that every time on the podcast, but sometimes it does help me remember who Arnie is.
Yeah, that is fair. You know, Arnie, I think Dorsu and I took your note incorrectly, because I think the very first episode you always said save the best for last. So I always thought, you know, while we're recording, just phone it in. And then before we leave the tavern, that's when the energy comes to life. That's when we really hit the gas.
Yeah. We've got to try to bring our authentic selves, our fun, hilarious, laugh-a-minute selves, into our podcast, which, let's be honest, is a very serious documentary-style podcast. But what if we pivot to comedy?
Well, comedy isn't really my thing. And I would say, you know... Chunt, I forgot. You keep calling me Dorsu, and you're saying that, Arnie, that I should be authentic. I don't think I want to be Dorsu, a big, stupid meatbag sorcerer, idiot, piece of shit anymore.
What? Time for Professor Scrambles again? Professor Scrambles.
I love Professor Scrambles.
But I think I just want to be Usador again.
Wow, that's a big step. You know what, buddy? Take this sombrero back, because someone is muy authentico.
Oh. Thank you, Chunt. That's so sweet.
I don't know how I know those words. It feels like some sort of
spell. For sure, he was talking about you. Could have been me. I could be the moon.
No, I put the hat on Usador.
Yeah, you put the hat on me, clearly. But I don't want us to get in trouble. Obviously, that would destroy the ruse that we've created, that I died after completing my true purpose. So,
would you? Yeah. What is the punishment for faking your death amongst wizards? Is that even a thing that's ever happened before?
I don't know that there is a punishment. I imagine that there need to be some sort. You'd think there'd be some sort of consequences.
Sure.
But so shockingly, there just aren't that many consequences. And it's kind of maddening because you're like, why aren't there any fucking consequences?
Somebody come at me. Can I say for shapeshifters, if you're a shapeshifter and you fake your own death, if the other shapeshifters find out, you become ostrich-sized.
Ostrich-sized?
Yep, you permanently turn into an ostrich, and for the rest of your days, you have to be ostrich-sized. So if you ever see an ostrich, just know that that's a...
That was a shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter who fucked up.
So it's not just ostrich-sized, you're also ostrich-shaped.
Well, yes, obviously.
Yeah, I think so.
No?
And then they're supposed to just bury their head in the sand.
That's how ostriches are born. That's the only place they come from.
Yeah, they're all former shapeshifters.
Huh.
Disgraced.
No.
Fallen from glory.
They're like, take this neck, you dipshit.
Arnie, what happens to a human on Earth when they fake their own death?
They live in legend. Like, no one really believes it, and they just, like, constantly are just telling stories about, like, I think I saw them, and here, and they end up in all kinds of, like, really disreputable newspapers that you buy at a grocery store.
Well, I do want to keep up the ruse and not find out what the consequences may be, since they're so unclear. So I think I'm just going to be a ghost.
Huh.
Oh.
Do you have to really die to do that? You're going to turn into a ghost?
No. I'm just going to tell everyone I'm a ghost.
Oh.
I'm Usador's ghost. But I'm just going to churn up the transparency on my entire body.
Oh, my goddesses, it's Usador.
Hello, everyone. Don't worry. Look, you can see through me. I'm at about 60% transparency, so I'm clearly a ghost.
Is it just me, or did the guy at the other table sound like a toad?
I think he sounded like a frog. They're all frogs, right?
Arnie,
buddy, no.
Okay, but be honest with me. That guy over there with a weird tie, that's a bear, right?
That big fuzzy bear?
Yeah, the one telling all the jokes. The one that's wearing like a Gene Hackman hat?
Gene Hackman hat.
A what hat?
A Gene Hackman hat, I think.
Arnie, that's a hack on a hat. Listen, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wait, no, Chunt. We're not... The episode's over. We're not recording.
Oh,
this is not for broadcast. Yeah, we don't need to take a break.
Can we just take a mental break? Because I just need to recover.
Okay, yeah, let's just all sit here and just be quiet.
Shut up for 2 minutes.
Oh, thank God.
That fuzzy bear is very funny. I don't know what it is, but I really like his comedic offerings. Oh, speaking of the fuzzy bear, there's a lot of new staff and people at the bar since you guys left. I don't know, have you met the new chef? He's kind of sweet. He's sweetish.
Sweetish. Chef.
Yeah, he's a little sweet, a little sour, but for the most part, he's sweetish.
What kind of sweet things does he say?
Oh, no, he's coming over here.
Can't wait to hear this.
Is there a problem? Is there a problem with the beard?
No, there's no problem. You don't have to wave your arms around like that.
You don't have to wave your arms. You sound like a fucking idiot.
What? He doesn't seem very sweet to me.
Oh, fuck you. Hey. Get fucked.
Seems like a dickish chef.
Yeah. Hey, Chunt, how are you? Looking good today.
Thanks, buddy.
Man, why is everyone just complimenting Chunt?
I think that guy's Canadian.
I want validation as well.
Well, you should have become Validation Torian.
I should have. I wanted to be
Usador, or should I start referring to you as the ghost of Usador? I don't know how.
Oh, I think I have a solution. It's sort of like wart. Arnie, remember earlier I said warts are actually witches' farts?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we combine ghost and Usador and call him Goosador?
Oh.
Honk honk.
Or Gus for short. Remember when your name was going to be Gus for a while?
Me?
No, Arnie.
Wow.
Big Gus.
I don't think so.
Wow, that is a very good fit for you. You look like a Gus.
Let's focus up. We all agreed on beautiful Arnold now.
All right, BA.
Acting coach is a great name.
See, he can be sweet.
Thank you, Swedish chef.
I think that chef is having a heart attack.
No, when he gets emotional, he clutches his chest and falls to the floor and smells toast.
Swedish chef, are you okay?
Yeah, just making toast.
Yeah, he mostly just makes toast.
Hmm.
Is he making toast or does he smell toast?
Well, he smells toast because he's making toast. What? And he tastes iron, I guess.
That means he could be having a heart attack at any time.
This isn't going to make any sense to either of you, but okay. I feel like when I look at the Swedish chef, I'm like, are his hands and arms, is that just Colin Mockery back there? Like, there's just...
Well, he does keep throwing flour in his own face, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Oh, but, Gosador? What was it?
Gosador.
If you want some validation, you know, we have so many listeners who love you and love this podcast and love me as well and Chunt. Maybe it's been a while. We've sort of fallen behind on answering listener emails.
Oh.
You're right.
Well, that's a good idea.
You know, I made a vow when I thought you guys were dead. No, just kidding. I didn't really think that. But if I had thought that, I said to myself, Chunt, come snail or high water, you will connect with this audience. You will let them know that they are seen and heard. And I was going to do 10 episodes in a row of just emails. Have I told you about the cum snail?
No.
It lives near high water.
The cum snail.
Yeah, it lives near high water. And what it does, if you follow the cum snail trail, it's said to lead you to your true purpose.
Wait, the trail?
Yeah.
Is it like a sticky, slimy trail?
Oh, we don't have time. I do have an email here. This is to chunt6t@gmail.com. You can always reach me there. This is from Amanda. Amanda says, hello. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
I was just wondering if you guys could have a doctor or someone as a guest sometime. Please let the doctor do a health check on Arnold and the rest of you guys. It is important to sometimes really let a professional check your health. From Amanda. I honestly don't remember the last time I've been to a doctor.
A professional what?
I don't know. Professional pain in the ass. Arnie, when's the last time you've been to a doctor?
I mean, there are all sorts of professionals.
Well, I feel like we had a doctor on at some point in season one, but he didn't seem to know what he was talking about. I am sure I'm overdue for all kinds of tests and studies and checkups. And I'm way behind on my medication. Way behind.
I can give you some potions.
Just random potions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys want some random potions?
Sure.
Got a bunch of little tinctures and...
Ooh, potion roulette.
Salves and things I put together here.
You know what?
Just have some
of
these.
I'll have a tincture. No salve for me. I'll have a tincture, though.
Tincture? John, what would you like?
Can I have that dark green potion?
Dark green potion. There you go.
Thank you.
And I'm going to do... What am I going to do? I'm going to do a blue potion. Not to be, you know, obvious, but, you know.
For magic.
Yeah. For magic. Yeah. All right, guys. Down the hatch.
Ye old snatch.
Sort of cut you off there.
Something's happening.
Mm.
Huh. I think I no longer have chlamydia.
Oh.
But now I do.
Oh, that's right. Those two are connected.
Oh.
That was the tincture that goes with the dark green potion.
Oh, and Arnie, let me, since you haven't been to a doctor in a while, let me grab my warhammer and let me just smash it on the old kneecap.
Whoa. Oh, you broke my leg.
Yep, he can still be hurt, so good to know. It's always nice to just check in with a doctor to see if you're still mortal.
Don't worry, I've got my healing rock.
Oh, nope, that was the orgasm rock.
Ooh, actually, when you guys were away, I developed my own healing rock.
Oh.
Do you want me to use it, Arnie?
Sure.
Do-do-do-do-do, feel better, do-do-do-do-do-do, get well, do-do-do-do-do-do, feel better, do-do-do-do-do-do, get well.
I love your catchphrase, get well.
Notice how I didn't say soon, because in all reality, healing takes time.
Mm, yeah, sure.
Unless you're used to them.
Well, yes, I heal very quickly.
I'm so glad we're answering these emails after the episode is done, because this will just be good practice, and we can know if we want to do any of these emails later in a real episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, since we're doing it after the episode, I guess I could also read the question from Patreon, if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. We love our patrons.
Oh, yes. And they get so many wonderful things. We'll talk about that later, though. Dear Arnold, Chunt, and Usador.
Beautiful, Arnold.
I have a random question. Well, I guess it depends when you read this if Chunt is there. Anyway, at least Arnie and Usador may be able to answer this. if Cowboy World has a alternate version of everyone from Foon, except Arnie, does that mean they had a different version of Mayor Manana? Like, was it Sheriff Manana or maybe Mayor Grape? Just been thinking a lot about who Mayor Manana would be in Cowboy World. Keep the transmissions coming through. Have a good day, and hopefully you get back to Foon soon, and Chunt finds Eggy Baby. Oh, there we go.
Oh, the topical.
We never met Mayor Pachinko. I guess we don't know for sure he wasn't
just a banana. Yeah. Or if you're already back in Foon, then good job. Thank you, we are.
Oh, thank you.
Signed, Billy Yum Yum 2x2. P.S. Don't die. That's a Patreon joke. So if you want to understand why he signed P.S. Don't die, you need to join Patreon.
Oh, the regular listeners, if they heard this, if this was an episode, they would just be like crazy with jealousy and curiosity.
I know.
It's a mystery they'd never be able to figure out using context clues.
Very, very difficult to understand.
So wait a minute. In the cowboy world, there was a Mayor Pachinko?
Yeah.
Well, here in Foon, Arnie, you've never met him, but Goosador and I know Papa Papaya.
Thank you.
Who I think is a first cousin of Mayor Manana, or at least in the same family.
You know Papa Papaya, who lived in that papaya village?
No. Under the sea?
With all the other papayas? The only way you could tell them apart was the Papa Papaya had the red hat.
Well, you could also tell the Mama Papayas, because they would jump out of bed and go to the constable station. Is that something?
Doesn't matter if it's something, because we're not... This is an episode. This is just us catching up.
It's just... Yeah. Who cares about Papa Papaya? Oh, but I gotta know, was there an equivalent to, like, Mystic Rick?
I don't think I've met Mystic Rick.
You haven't met Mystic Rick?
No.
Oh, he's now, so cool.
Now that you say that, Chunt, they did have Cactus Rick.
Okay. So Mystic Rick is like a warlock around these parts, so that's very fun. Did they have a one-to-one for... what's his name? Mr. Pinky Dinky?
Exactly the same.
Hmm.
Mr. Pinky Dinky, exactly the same. He's kind of, yeah. Arnie, he's kind of like the local sprite.
Oh, let's see, who else is there? We met Tourmaline the Wagon Teen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a one-to-one for Daniel Quinn-Yarvin.
No, I think Tourmaline the Dragon Teen.
Oh, yeah, now that I hear it, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I hate to move us along, but if we're going to get practicing in... here's an email I got at Magic Tavern at Puppies.Supplies. I'm just telling this to you, Chunt, and you, Usador.
Thank you.
If you ever want to email me. This email says, R rocks magic. Hi, I've been listening to the podcast for about 3 months now, and I'm a few episodes from being all caught up. My name is Ruth, and I love rocks. I have probably around 12,000 crystals and minerals in my collection. As far as I know, none of them are magical. But I was wondering if Usador has any tips on how to identify if a rock contains magic or not. I don't mind if I have to check them one at a time. I'm figuring I'll have a lot of spare time once I drop to only one episode of the pod per week. Thanks in advance, and don't die.
I'm so sorry to halt this conversation. Did you say that person's name was Roof?
Ruth.
Ruth. Okay, I was going to say Roof. That went over my head. So this guy brings a dog right to a mittens game, and he's like, my dog can talk. He's a magical dog. And the mittens owner is saying, like, okay, let's see if he's a magical dog. So he goes, what does sandpaper feel like? And the dog goes, rough. And then he goes, what covers a tree? And the dog goes, bark. And he goes, what goes over a house? And he goes, roof. And he goes, who's the best mittens player of all time? And he says, Larry Birdman. and then they hire the magical dog.
That's good.
I guess you might have to have lived in Foon for 8 years to get that one.
I mean, I've met Larry Birdman. It's been a while, too long, probably.
Yes, it has been too long. But that just shouldn't stop you from laughing at a hilarious joke.
Yeah, Arnie. I'm sorry, beautiful Arnie. So what was the question Roof was asking?
How can you identify magical rocks and crystals?
Well, you hold them in your hand, and you concentrate. You close your eyes. Reach out with your feelings and see if there's something, a vibration or an aura or a sense that you get from the rock. And if you believe and wish hard enough, then that rock will become magic for you. Keep it in your pocket for a day. See if anything good happens to you. I think most rocks are magic, personally, but that's just me.
Arnie, actually, when you guys were gone, and I didn't for a second think you guys were dead, I went to the river and I found a nice smooth rock and I wrote Arnie on it. And it's kind of been my pet. Do you want this rock?
Sure.
Okay, here you go.
You're giving you a pet rock to Arnie? That is beautiful.
Thank you, Arnie.
Oh, what a beautiful rock.
Thank you. It's gorgeous. It's so flat and smooth.
Yeah, this is nice. Let's keep it over here.
It just, this smooth, flat rock just reminds me of you so much for some reason. Give me a big hug. Oh, chest to chest. Look at that.
Can't help but. No dicks in the way there.
No dicks in the way. Did you just throw my rock across the tavern?
Yeah, but I know where it is. I'll be able to get it.
Well, you know what? I should float a little bit, too. If I'm going to be transparent,
yeah.
I should
ghost?
Also float. Yeah, yeah. You're all turtle. Not much, but just a little
just
bit.
Just a little
cute spell.
Bit.
Oh, and maybe, I don't, this might be over the top. Maybe like every once in a while I'll be like, ooh, but in your own way, in your own
okay.
loud voice. Yeah.
Okay. How was that? Hmm.
Did you sit on the orgasm rock?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was doing my ghost voice.
I don't think ghosts sound like that, do they?
No? Am I doing it wrong? Okay, well, I'll work on my ghost sounds and,
Excuse me. Is there a problem here? I can hear you guys making fun of me.
No, I wasn't. I was just doing my ghost impression. I mean, I am a ghost, so that's the sound I make.
Don't make fun of me.
All right, get out of here, dickish chef.
Yeah, chef. Go stage something.
I don't think that's how you use that word. Ooh, I have another email here. This is from Marta. It says, question, hello. When did you first change and how were you born? Chunt. I hope you're chunting. From Marta. When did I first change and how was I born? Okay.
And also, are you chunting?
I always be chunting. A, B, C. Let's see here. So I'll go out of order because how were you born is the, you know, if we're following chronological order, that goes first. So how was I born? So my mother and my father loved each other very much. Mm. And one night when they felt like that love has reached an apex, they decided to lay down together and...
Slower.
Lay down together and...
Okay.
Undress each other with their eyes.
Deeper.
You see, my parents had a magical ability to undress each other with their eyes to where they could be 20 feet apart and still undress each other.
Chunt, hold on. Are you about to say that you were conceived from eye fucking?
Yeah.
Ever heard of it?
I've heard.
So then I fucked and that's how I was born. And then the other question was, when did you first change? So I first changed, I want to say, maybe 3 days into me being born, I took a big fat shit and had to take off my diaper and get a new one. So that was probably my first change.
Okay. But not before that.
No. And it took me 3 days because I came out of my mom constipated.
Well, that's probably good.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much about you, John. It's a shame this isn't going in an episode.
Yeah, no, that seems like a great place to take a break. Think about that for a while.
Oh, yeah, let's all just think about what we've done.
Hey, I heard what you said, and I didn't want to say I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. Boo!
Boo!
Let's see here. I have another email here from Magic Tavern at Puppies House Supplies. This says, Dear Achoo, which I guess now that I think about it, that was a thing that people were calling us for a little bit, right?
Achoo?
Arnie, Chunt, Usador. Achoo.
Ooh, bless you. Ooh. Oh, wait, but he is Goosador now.
Oh, Achoo?
So Goosador, so it's Gah.
Gah.
Gatch.
Gah.
Okay, so...
Or it could be Ag.
Ag, okay.
Which reminds me of my friend Kathy.
Dear Ag, what happened with the mysterious black door that appeared in the tavern? Seems like that could have been a good plot line. Maybe put the DL through the MBD. Best Aaron. P.S. Don't die.
I mean, if we start picking apart what could have been good plot lines, we'll be here all night.
So that is true, though. I mean, that big black door that appeared during Villains Night, I believe, a while back, and we shoved all those villains through it. It is still over in the corner. It, It does sort of make a low humming sound.
Wait, you mean that big gray door?
Oh, wait. It has just faded.
Yeah, and the paint's faded.
Oh, gosh.
Let me... Here, I'm going to go inside of it. Let me just open it up.
Seems like Chunt fell into some sort of bottomless void or something. Maybe we should put a wreath on it.
If Chunt fucking dies and we're not doing an episode, if it happens not in an episode, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad at him.
Is that all you care about?
Not all.
Your friend dies and then your only concern is that it didn't happen on an episode when we could go back and do like, a 2-hour long special tribute to Chunt after his death?
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't have to happen on an episode because
we could probably sell tickets to that. That could be like some premium content. He's back.
Fucking ass. Sorry, Arnie, who wrote that email? What was their name?
That was Aaron. He said, P.S. don't die.
Hey, Aaron, buddy, sit the fuck down. Flash news for you. I went through the fucking door. I made it a plot point. Guess what? I got dumped out in the fucking swamp.
Oh.
That's why we don't open doors. That's why we don't follow up on plot threads. Because terrible shit happens. Sorry, I'm soaking wet.
Every time the goddesses close a door, they open a window. And then they close the window. And then they open a little cafe where they, decide, they want to just be part of the community and give people a place to go and hang out where they don't have to drink. So, they say, we'll make some coffee and maybe some pastries, that sort of thing.
So what happens when the cafe closes?
Well, then the goddesses go back to being almighty, all-knowing, and all-seeing.
Do they have to pay back the bank?
Well, if they're lucky, they'll pay back the bank. Sometimes they close because the bank forecloses on them, and then they turn back into almighty, all-seeing beings, and they just kill everyone at the bank.
Banking systems are fucked.
Yeah, true.
Ernie, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that, I know we never talk much about that now gray door that's just floating over there, but we really don't talk about that floating neon window that's just kind of in the middle of the room over there. What is that for?
Not it.
Seems like a ghost should try it.
Honey, I'm not really a ghost, though. I understand why you would think I am, but Boo, I'm just a regular wizard.
It's okay, Boo.
All right, Boo. Okay, I'm going to float up through that neon window.
Ooh, buddy, you floated up too high and you crushed that mockingbird. Boo. Boo.
No.
Boo.
Oh, no. I killed the mockingbird.
Oh, no. I mean, we were all kind of annoyed by that bird, right?
I don't know. I didn't think it was kind of rad.
Boo.
Rad.
If only my father, one of those finches, was here.
Okay, well, maybe take the bird with you through the window and see if that does something.
All right. Come on. Oh, fried him up good. I think it's just a stove. I think it's stupid. like a floating freeform stove.
Oh, cool. Oh. So, but it's floating in the air, so it's almost like an air fryer?
Oh,
yeah, it's not very oily. You're right.
I'm excited that
we finally got one of those here in the tavern.
Oh, speaking of Arnie, I don't know if you noticed this, but the Sweet-ish chef brought a new thing. Every table has an instant pot. Now, what it is it's just this pot in the center of the table. We have one here, if you notice. Mm-hmm. And if you think of any food, poof, it appears in an instant. Think of any food, Arnie. Any food.
Hamburgers.
All right. Ooh, spaghetti.
Huh.
Are you sure you weren't thinking of spaghetti?
You know, it's weird. I said hamburgers, but I was thinking of spaghetti.
That's on you.
That is on me.
Yeah, it's what you think, not what you say.
Mm-hmm. Can I try?
Yeah, of course.
Cheeseburgers.
Okay. Oh, hamburgers.
Damn it. Arnie, you got in my head.
Well, here, John, you do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ooh, hamburgers.
Oh, hamburgers.
That's right. It can make food that you think of, even if it's not food.
Yeah. Speaking of tasty little treats, I have another
These hamburgers
here.
Taste muy authentico.
I
hate that I laughed at that. This is an email from John. John says, a birthday limerick. Dearest little Squish, since your birthday shifts as you do, and I'm not sure exactly when to send this, I thought I'd send it now. And you can read it whenever your birthday happens to be. Oh, thanks, buddy. And there's a limerick here. Happy birthday to you, my dear Chunt. I will get to the point, I'll be blunt. With two buttholes or three, whether badger or flea, I'm proud of you for not saying... Oh, cunt knuckle. Kind of backed me into a corner with that one. Thanks for so consistently making me laugh and bringing me so much joy. Your faithful fanatic, John. Well, thanks, John. Don't love that you kind of forced me to say cunt knuckle, but...
Yeah, set you up. Really set you up for that.
Really bump set me to spike that down and... We couldn't avoid it. Unavoidable.
Maybe this will clear the palate. I have another message here from a patron on Patreon. Yes. It's addressed to you, Chunt.
Ooh.
Chunt, what did you do between you attending Patchouli Grade School and you meeting Arnie? Not sure how long this time period of but was curious. I'm just reading what's here. What kind of things you did? Jobs? Hobbies?
Yeah, okay, interesting. So from Patchouli Grade School up to when I met Arnie,
Between then and now, how many jobs did you do?
Okay, so if Patchouli Grade School was one bun, and meeting Arnie was another bun, what you want to know is what is the hamburger in the middle?
Well, there
was a time where I was trying to get in shape, so I got super buff, and then I lost all that muscle. There was a time where I was just shape-shifting every single night, just having fun, sowing my wild oats. I bought these wild oats, and I was sowing them into like a grand sort of cape, and then I wore that around, and then people would be like, ooh la la, and then I'd shape-shift.
I miss Champ.
What was that?
Rude.
Oats just made me think of Champ. That's nothing.
Huh.
His tongue was so big.
I can shapeshift my tongue. My tongue could be big.
Mm. All right. We're not doing an episode right now. Nobody needs to show off.
Let me calm down with another email here. This is from Anonymous. Hello, I've been wondering if Chunt could change form without telling anyone. Then you could see if Arnie recognizes Chunt. You know what? I don't think I want to try that. I'm going to run to the bathroom. I don't feel well. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to run to the bathroom.
Oh, Usador. I'm sorry, Goosador. Do you think I upset Chunt by talking about Champ? I know he wasn't with us on that adventure, and maybe I didn't mean to make him feel bad about it.
Boo, I guess you should be more sensitive to Chunt's feelings, Boo. And
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Goosador. Mm-hmm. Should I be scared every time you say boo? Like, even just a little bit?
Okay. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. You were saying?
Giddy up, bitches! It's me!
Wait, why is there a horse with a tiny dick here?
It's Champ the horse. Hey, Arnie, it's great to see you. Look at my big old tongue.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet.
Put my hooves in a V in front of my mouth.
Ugh, that's Chunt, all right.
Fuck. Damn it, let me...
I'm sorry, Chunt. Chunt, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel inferior. I'm here to validate you, like these emails.
Fine. I'm overly sensitive. I just thought I'd change in the Champ to give you what you wanted, but I realized that made neither of us happy and was actually pretty weird, so I'll knock it off.
Mm-hmm. But, Chunt, we always want you to be yourself. Boo.
Sorry, should I be scared, Arnie? What are you doing?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're being scared? Yeah.
I mean, it helps sell the,
Yeah.
So I appreciate
it. You know what would be above and beyond is if you could, go through walls and stuff? Or, even go through other people and creatures?
I can go through walls. You don't think I can go through walls?
I guess I just never... I don't know if I've seen you do it.
Sure, I can do that if I want to. I'll just go through this wall.
Something broke. Really, something broke.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Let me feel around. I'll figure out the best spot to do it.
Your nose is gushing blood.
No. I don't have any blood. I'm a ghost. That's ectoplasm.
He looks like a junior high theater actor trying to find the curtain to get off stage.
What a specific reference. Arnie, did that happen to you?
I'll never tell.
You know, I do think it'd be fun if we ever put up a play about our town. You know, Hog's Face, the town that we left, our town.
Yeah, but that's very complicated. We need a stage manager or something.
I could be a narrator. And okay. Usador's dead, so he could be like the voice of like a dead citizen or something.
Mm.
Someone who's lived a long life, a full life, looks back and says, this is what it means to be from Foon. Just this little town where life happens, starts and ends, and goes in a cycle. Oh, no, I was bored too. That's funny.
No, yeah, I just...
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it sucks, but it would be cheap to produce, so lots of schools are going to do it.
I suddenly realize our town is kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
No offense.
No, that's fine.
Well, you know, before we fall asleep... Before we fall asleep, I think I might read one more email. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah, of course. Well, we're not recording, right? So
no, yeah, I know.
Fucking
I know,
go but nuts.
Let's see here. This one says, hey, it's Abby from Kentucky. I got some ideas on how to help Blemish since he's my favorite. Oh, well, Jesus.
Huh.
Mm. I'm thinking he's got to be in there. You just got to do something to draw him out so he can overpower the Dark Lord. So maybe you could call him Crazy Jared or the Catman and do some singing. Chunt can sing that song they both sang because I'm sure he remembers it. Maybe call up Otok to talk to him. IDK, I think that's short for I don't know. IDK, what happened to him? I don't remember. Anyways, that's all I got. Stay alive, my friends. And then there's a waving hand emoji.
Huh, I gotta say, totally fine with some of that email. Mm-hmm. Ending it with stay alive. Now, I just feel like that's open to interpretation. You know, right. Don't die is such a strong message.
Clear.
Right? They're saying, do not die. Stay alive, that could... I could be in terrible pain and still be alive. So I could be in a coma. Yeah. So I just feel like stay alive is kind of a fuck you.
Yeah, also, I agree. Boo.
Also, it's a subtle difference. But, you know, saying don't die is more like just setting some boundaries on what I can do. Mm-hmm. Stay alive is like do this. Do what I say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very true. I always thought that IDK stood for Ignorant Donkey King.
Oh.
I thought it was Irrational Dick Clues. Clues with a K, of course.
Obviously, yes. So we all have very different interpretations of IDK. Please, listeners, in future emails, refrain from using acronyms. It can be very confusing cross-culturally here in Foon for us. For all I know, in the middle of your letter to us, you started addressing an ignorant donkey king, and you wanted that Donkey King to answer your message, and you insulted him in the process.
So
ignorant isn't necessarily an insult; it just means you don't have knowledge of something.
And speaking of not using acronyms,
oh boo!
Speaking of not using acronyms, P.S. LOL. Do not say "stay alive."
Yeah.
Okay. Say "don't die," so that we know what you mean. Words have meanings. Different things mean different things. A wise man once told me different things mean different things.
Exactly. And look, you guys know. You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time for talk.
Yeah. Well, earlier on in the episode, you said if we ever wanted to send you an email, which never even occurred to me to do. So if you check your email, you should have an email from me now.
Let's see.
Oh, geez, look at all those bees. Arnie, there's a cloud of bees around your head. Don't die. Sorry, I panicked.
I liked what you were doing there, Chant. If you just kept that rhythm going.
Yeah, give us a little
don't
more.
Don't die. I think it would be a good reminder.
Don't die. Yeah, there's something to that.
There is something to that. Yeah. I agree. Boo.
Oh, no, that Fozzie Bear thinks that we're booing him.
Oh, no. Sorry, Fozzie Bear. We aren't booing you. Those two guys up in the balcony are, though.
Yeah, they're really pelting him with tomatoes.
Yeah.
While they may be throwing vegetables at him, their words cut much deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're really laughing too much at their own jokes.
Yeah, these people are laughing a lot for people who don't seem to have legs.
Arnie, do you have legs?
One of my legs just got broken earlier in this episode.
That's right.
T
Take that, guest stars. Who needs you? This rudderless vehicle can keep limping forward, held together by twine and good intentions without your help. We don't need Felicia Day to create appointment listening. We'll be perfectly content with our 2.7 star average rating in the iTunes store. No thank you, McElroy Brothers. We'll take it from here. Use It or the Blue was played to a perfectly average level of satisfaction by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played much as he always is by Adol Rafai. And that's our cast. No trimmings, no polish, no embarrassing grasping for excellence. And as a result, we're all well-rested and ready for tomorrow. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like Alexander RKN. That feels like you're either a doctor or a 1930s movie studio tycoon, Alexander. Izzy B., Anton, Jimmy Melsop, and then there's literally an emoji of a chicken and another of a waffle. I mean, bravo for treating that Patreon username text entry field like your own blank canvas, Jimmy. Just toss in whatever makes you feel alive. Embrace that inner Banksy. Moving on, Julie, Jake Cady, Charlie L., Cat Glash, Miss Daisy May, Ryan the Plaid, Daniel Stromholm, Jammo, and Troy Morell. Patrons such as Troy Morell get ad-free episodes, all Magic Tavern spin-offs like Offices and Bosses and Lost in Foon, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Plus, you get to find out why the sign-off Don't Die is funny. Hint, if you thought the series finale of Lost wasn't worth the wait, well, put on your lobster bib. Here's a clip of the most recent Patreon bonus episode, where Arnie tries to explain the Earth comic Family Circus to Usador and Chunt. But why am I describing it when you can listen to it?
So I'll describe what's happening here. So, seemingly a brand new kid. Now, this is a boy with bright blonde hair versus the red one from the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
He is sprinting into a room where presumably his mom is doing a load of laundry. The mom looks absolutely fucking exhausted, just could not be more mentally zapped.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid is sprinting in to yell the words, "Mommy, you didn't wash yesterday's pants, did you?" Huh.
Hmm.
"Mommy, you didn't wash yesterday's pants, now, did you?"
Now, Chunt, let's not rush to judgment. Let's really think this through from an Earth person's point of view. Now, perhaps they have pants that are assigned to certain days of the week and...
okay, interesting.
Maybe, well, the mom's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If nothing else, I will say, banging hot mom.
So now, listeners, if you're wondering, are you missing some component of this comic that you're not understanding it? No, you're not. I don't get it. Maybe he was hiding pornography in his pocket and was worried that it got destroyed in the wash.
It. If that's it, this is funny.
And that's just a clip. It gets worse. To hear more of that and to unearth clues as to why you'd want to hear more of that, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Hey, that episode was so bad that I,
Oh, shit, I got nothing.
What? Say it.
I'm sorry. I really wanted to razz on this show, but I've been going through some shit.
Oh, no, not you.
I know.
Here, I'll pick up the slack for you. Hey, I'm glad that bear got booed, because your jokes were I can't do this anymore.
I know.
I can't do this anymore.
I heard about your nephew.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing about what happened. It was terrible.
Why did we go out to yell at... Sometimes I think we come here to yell at people because we both just have so much sadness in our life.
There's so much weight around our shoulders. And I feel like also if we faced each other instead of sitting in this booth facing out, we'd probably connect versus judging others. Our cries. Hear our cries. Oh, look at that 22-ounce bitch.
Fuck you!
Fuck you, Arnie! Still got it.
Repress.